Everybody, wow, this is like the fullest I've ever seen this room. I hope, you know, the fire department doesn't come in or something, you know. I'm sure they have something to say about it. Let me kind of preface this. Some of you know, well, almost everybody here knows me. I'm Cal Banyan. I'm the CEO and founder of this wonderful place we call the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services. It used to be called the Hypnosis Center, but I found out there was, golly, other hypnosis centers in the world, so to avoid confusion, we stretched out the name a little bit. We do a complete line of hypnotherapy services here, and we also do certification training and advanced training for hypnotherapists. And one of the things that I do is I spend a tiny little bit of time on talking about something that I talk about hesitantly, and that is spirit releasement therapy. Our course is very clinical, all except for about an hour of it, where I tell you guys a little bit about what can happen. And if you do enough age regression hypnotherapy, it's going to happen. Some of you it will happen a lot, and some of you it will almost never happen, and maybe never happen, but you never know. Every hypnotherapist that has worked at our center eventually had it happen. And what? That is to, while you're doing hypnotherapy with someone, to have them reveal that there is either a dark force entity or an ignorant spirit. And I'm going to define what all those things are. Before I get into that in too much detail, I want to preface where I'm coming from. And where I'm coming from is more of a clinician, but I have my own spiritual beliefs, and you all have your own spiritual beliefs. And I'm not here to change or influence anyone's spiritual beliefs. I am not a minister. I am not a reverend. I am not a theologian. What I am is a hypnotherapist. I have a background in psychology. I have a master's degree in psychology. And just discovered that this kind of thing happens, and I started doing some research, reading up. I'll give you some information where you can read up on this if you want. But I am not going to be able to answer questions about the Bible. I am not going to be able to answer questions that is going to satisfy those kinds of things, because you know, everybody's got their own version of the Bible, and some people don't believe in the Bible, and you know, you all have a right to have your own opinion. I know that for me, my opinion has changed over time. And, you know, we'll probably overlap opinions and then come apart and back together several times. So having said all that, I'm debating in my head how much I want to stick to this handout. I think because I don't want to leave anything out, but I'm not going to read this thing word for word. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start this off like I do in our hypnotherapy certification class and in our advanced hypnotherapy class about how this is discovered. And what we're also going to do is we're going to have this in two classes, because this is more than we can cover in an hour and a half. And that's really our intent, is to get this done in 3 hours. And what's going to happen is I'm going to do a lot of preparatory work explaining terms and ideas and stuff like that. Then we're going to watch a session that I did. And this was not a staged session. It was just one of my normal everyday sessions. And all of a sudden, pop goes the dark force entity, you know. And you got to be ready when that happens. And you'll see how I uncovered it. Everyone's slightly different how it goes, but there's a general scheme of what you can follow to find them and to rid the individual of the thing.